AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports there's word of a new target for the Trump administration's immigration crackdown.
Sources tell AP 250 federal border agents are set to descend on New Orleans in the coming weeks for a two-month immigration crackdown. Dubbed Swamp Sweep, the operation aims to arrest some 5,000 people across southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. The plan includes agents fanning out across neighborhoods and commercial hubs, with staging sites planned at the FBI field office and a nearby naval base. The deployment's expected to begin in earnest on December 1st. It's the latest in a series of rapid-fire immigration crackdowns unfolding nationwide, from Chicago and Los Angeles to Charlotte, North Carolina. Meanwhile, the mayor of Raleigh, North Carolina, says federal agents have expanded their immigration crackdown in the state to the Raleigh area. I'm Ben Thomas.
The House and Senate both decided to pass a bill to force the Justice Department to release its files on Epstein. In recent days, President Trump bowed to political reality, saying he would sign the bill. At a news conference with victims of Jeffrey Epstein, Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she stood up for transparency and was called a traitor by the president.
I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women.
Only one House member opposed it, Republican Representative Clay Higgins from Louisiana. He said that his concern with the bill was that it, quote, reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, people who provide alibis, family members, etc. Global shares retreated today. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Poland has retaliated against Russia by diplomatic means following the recent case of railway sabotage. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Poland's foreign minister says he will order the closure of the last Russian consulate still operating in the country after authorities said two Ukrainian citizens working for Moscow are suspected of blowing up a railway line in Poland. Radek Sikorski says he had repeatedly warned Russia that its diplomatic and consular presence would be reduced further if it didn't cease hostile actions against Poland. The closure will leave Russia with only its embassy in Warsaw. On Monday, Prime Minister Donald Tusk told the Polish Parliament the two suspects had been collaborating with the Russian secret services for a long time, adding their identities were known but could not be revealed to the public because of an ongoing probe and that the pair had already left Poland, crossing into Belarus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.